This is CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, I'm the one.
Who's singing?
Eric, what time does this damn thing start?
Just now.
And we don't need guests. They can go off.
Yeah.
So what's been happening? It's Friday, there's something of May. Hello. This is live, just to tell people.
It has begun.
To this, it has begun. Thank you. Welcome back, Eric.
No, welcome back,
yeah, I thought so.
David Levinson.
I was wondering if you guys were going to say anything.
Right, like, you know when you get a new haircut, you're like, no one's noticed. No one even knew that I was away. Ryan said, you've been gone for like 2 weeks, and I realized it is actually 2 weeks, because the Friday that we did, as opposed to the Friday we're doing, has been 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Lucky, man, it's good to be missed.
Well, it was so nice of you to put that lovely message on our group last week, that you were proud of us. You don't even remember, that's how sincere it was.
I was drunk in Cape Town. I was just, you know, when you just before you commit suicide and you're on the cliff and on the, in the Volkswagen that you rented.
No. Yeah.
And then I thought, let me just listen to the podcast, and you guys cheered me up and you made me change my life, man. Thanks, guys.
Oh, no, I don't know what that feeling of.
It got a bit out of hand with the, you like, know what I listened for?
What?
The talking over each other.
We didn't, though.
There was times, but it's exciting because there's so much stuff to be said.
Yeah.
As opposed to now where we have no guests.
Yeah, now we've got to really space it out.
Say that again, please, Ryan.
20% slower.
Okay, and you, Eric?
I just generally sound like.
Yeah, I was going to be like, Eric, just you being normal. What's
the weird thing?
Even slower, damn it.
With his spacing, he's like, I just. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, I did, and it was.
So thanks for missing me. That was
thank
good.
You, thank you for returning.
So you're back. How has your week been?
It's been a week.
We're supposed to do a comedy podcast, but I felt that we're neglecting other industries.
Okay, so
because there's so many things that aren't comedy. Most things aren't comedy.
This podcast. We're gonna talk about electricians and just generally how much they don't get enough recognition.
Yeah,
and that's what the show is about: electrical cars, electrical pylons.
Welcome to the Handyman's podcast.
Yeah.
We are the handyman. My name is Eric Handyman
Janssen. Ryan Handyman on the day.
And I'm Dave the Driller.
Oh, there we go. Now it just got sexual.
Yeah, it had to get sexual.
Oh, man.
This is after this, man.
You want to see my bit?
No, I do not.
A tiny little drill bit.
Ah, you better put some protection on that thing.
I always wear eyewear.
Before it gets dust.
So what have you been doing?
I have done almost nothing this week. I watched comedy at Poppy's on Monday, and then I performed on
so
Tuesday.
So you drove from Recker Park?
Yes.
To Melville?
Yes.
To watch comedy?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Because that's how much I love the comedy.
I have thought about getting in my car and driving to Bromfontein to go to Kitchener's and just watch. Mm. And then something makes me go, Dave, stay at home. Go to Bromfontein.
Just live
so
this
I've got
life.
A terrible non-comedian on my shoulder. That says, nah, don't do it. Bromfontein's far.
What is it? Joke off to Wonder
Danish
Woman.
People die there.
I don't know.
What? Jesus. That got aggressive.
How did
really
you know?
Because you told me earlier, Dave.
I just said that they made the Wonder Woman and she is gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Then now they've got this Captain Marvel thing and a lot of the guys are going to cross over.
You're going to cross over too?
Captain Marvel.
Not necessarily going to cross over. I mean.
Oh, you reckon you can do both?
I mean, if you are a man of many powers, you can.
So you would, you'd have like
no, but
right-handed
also,
with
also,
Captain
also,
Marvel.
Also, it's a case of Wonder Woman is a DC character. Captain Marvel is a Marvel.
That's
character.
That's right. So you know, it's a guilt-free way.
Best of both, chief.
There we
best
go.
Of both.
I thought you were making
Eric.
Up Captain Marvel. I've never heard
you've
of
never
it.
Heard of Captain.
I thought that was something you were making up.
Oh,
no, I'm not very into the comic books.
You get woke, man. You're not woke enough.
Are you not?
It's because you take naps and you sleep.
Silly.
I've been woke for 4 months now.
You've 4 months of wokeness.
4 months.
Anniversary.
No more sleeping. No, I'm just, I don't know how long I've been woke. I'm not even woke. I'm still
Well, the guy, listen, the fact that
I
you
still
go.
I doze off every now and again. Just, oh, sorry. I wasn't supposed to say
I'm
that.
Woke.
My bad.
I'm woke.
So how was Poppy's? Was it worth the trip?
It was dope. It was actually pretty dope. It was hosted by the infamous Bongani Dube. And
why is he infamous now? Did he do 20-minute
like
hosting?
Calling people. Yes, that's what he did. Okay. In between each act. He
put your phone on silent.
The most time. Nah, chief.
Was that
I
me?
Know. Yeah, that was you. That was you. He was just doing the most time between acts. And yeah, I didn't want to keep the show going. And there, but the show did end on time.
Okay.
Which was weird. But it was a dope night of comedy. And then Tuesday night, I jumped on as well. I was on in the second half. It was nice.
Where?
At Kitchener's.
Oh.
And the bits that I thought were funny weren't. So yeah, then I just didn't do comedy for the rest of the week. I was in that self pity mode.
Oh no, that's not like you, Eric. You've got a very clear head when it comes to bits that don't work and reworking them?
I had petty dick in my mouth. If you've seen Deadpool, you know what I'm talking about. If you've seen Deadpool, you know what I'm talking about.
But you're getting an insight into your life.
That movie's fucking... Oh, yeah, and I went to watch Deadpool last week, Friday. How was it? Ah, that movie's so incredible. There's so many references to other movies and other things. It's just... It's the best movie ever, man.
But isn't that the way that movies have to kind of be now? Because people aren't stupid anymore. You can't say, we live in a fantasy land and there's big, big blue giants. And then not once they go, you look like a big smurf that's been stretched. Or the fact that the character is in the movie talking about a thing and like, I'm sure I've seen this in another movie. Mm. That's what we have to do now because kind of the wokeness.
The Deadpool thing.
Yeah, so that movie is just filled with references and Ryan Reynolds spoils the movie in the movie.
He gives you a spoiler alert.
How do you spoiler alert me while I'm watching you, Chief? Like, this is not dope. But it was a cool movie, though.
And all the promo he's done, like, outside of the movie, for the movie, is just...
It's
so much fun.
It's really cool.
Interviewing David Beckham in the Deadpool suit.
Yeah.
Just going around wearing...
You don't know that's Ryan Reynolds.
No, you don't. That's what's probably genius. He doesn't have to
actually
be there.
He doesn't have to actually do the interviews.
No, but I think it was him, because they won't just use anybody
You don't know.
No one knows, really. No one
Who's going to interview David Beckham in a Deadpool suit?
They sense David Beckham's in England. He's in America. It's too much hassle.
It's not that much.
I would. They'll be like...
David Beckham
got really short and a little chunky.
David Beckham was here like 2 weeks ago. You guys didn't even see him. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I saw him. I know he was here. This
Where is your photo?
Did you watch the wedding? I missed that. Did you watch the wedding?
I watched her arrive. I was on the treadmill at the time, so I was like, oh, might as well.
Did you, has the treadmill got a wedding setting? Were you actually walk slow?
Yeah, you can just watch other people's weddings on the treadmill. It's weird. I don't know. Virgin Active, sort that shit out.
The gym music also changes.
So you were at gym in the afternoon?
Yeah, whatever time it was on. But it was
What do you
cool.
spend the whole day at the gym?
I thought that, yeah, I just live at the gym, actually. Yeah, I was kind of like, whatever about the royal wedding, but then the bits I watched, I was like, I kind of get it. It's a spectacle.
It's lekker.
Yeah, it's an escape
Something
from
to
our
do.
Bullshit lives.
Exactly.
Well, I'm speaking for my life. I don't know if you
Trevor Noah did, Trevor Noah did 20-minute sets on the wedding.
Yeah, 16,000 people.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was
he did it at the O2 Arena. Did quite a massive show. Think about it, like a coloured guy 40 years ago making fun of the Queen, you'd be dead. They would actually have squads out there.
Some sort of car accident.
He'd be gone. No, but it was good to see, just to relieve the tension of like, why are we watching this? And his main thing was when someone phoned him and said, did you enjoy like the blackness of the wedding? And he's like, hold on a second. You just made me feel more black by asking me if I didn't notice it. Sorry, man. I noticed that people got married and there was a wedding. So please, and it was like that. Someone said to me, like, is Meghan Markle black? I'm like, she's as black as I am. Like, there's no, like, be calm and realize that she's a human being chilling and doing
she's
things.
Hot,
and Ryan.
That's it.
She's taken her. I just want to mention that.
She's, yeah, but I mean,
Duchess of.
Don't be that guy.
That place
Ginger.
Now.
Ginger.
What is she the Duchess of now? She's the.
Who cares?
So,
the main thing is, you have been trolling comedy clubs.
I have been. That doesn't sound like what I've been doing,
but
I'll
take
it.
It's a real negative spin on it,
though. You go on stage and you look around and you see the audience is 17 people. 12 of them are comedians just watching you. And you're like, but you guys know this shit.
Yeah.
So there's no laughter.
It's every show I do of the three shows I've done, Dave. So, yeah.
So, yes, this is what happened. So, any news?
What happened with you last? And
someone said to me, do you know Trevor Noah? Like, well, I'm like,
no
at all.
Your week first before we jumped.
The week, I went
topic,
to Cape Town.
This guy. Yes, and then?
I went to Cape Town and did the Cape Town Comedy Club.
Okay.
Invoiced them and I'll get paid in 30 days.
Okay, swag.
Gonna totally organize a party, balloons. And the other thing that was, I noticed there was a. So I went to the comedy club. Cokie Falco was there from England.
Okay.
The nights was a night of headliners. Rob Van Furen joined us. Cokie, Martin Davis.
Okay.
Kurt was there. So it was just a very cool week. I really, really enjoyed it. So
That's
you do
nice.
Wednesday,
That's
Thursday,
nice.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I hosted. Got tired because it was just, I'm old.
Okay.
You kind of leave there at about 12 at night if you do what I do. Stick around afterwards. You're not supposed to maybe do that.
Annoy the waitresses.
Like, annoy
no,
or make their evening either way.
I just like talking to my fans, but it is interesting to see what happened. The Cape Town Comics got together and wrote a letter to Kurt, to the owner of the club, asking for certain things to change, and I was quite interested. Firstly, comedians got together and wrote a letter. That's
a union.
That's I don't know if it was a union.
That's
maybe
a writing
just a
session
of
gone right. That's a writing session with success right there.
No, I can't believe the comedians actually got together and did a thing.
Yeah, because normally it's either pharmaceuticals.
But even then, like to just get them
or
into
liquors.
A room. And it was quite interesting. It wasn't so some of the let's call them established comedians. I won't say older because that means that age, yeah. But I'm saying the established community yeah. kind of didn't get involved. But it was the younger comics complaining about the pay structure, the invoicing structure, the club in general, and just. And I thought that's quite interesting. If you don't like something at Parker's, I want to dare you to write a letter to Joe Parker. You should go. Oh, you don't like my club? Well, then go and perform somewhere else.
Fuck yourself. I mean, yeah.
Honestly, and if it's almost like you're writing a letter to, but again, to Pick and Pay when you don't like the trolleys. Like, really, there are other shops.
But if enough people wrote a letter to Joe Parker, there'd be no one to play in the club, and then the power.
Well, then the club
would
close down, so it's weird because it never it's a catch 22. You need the club. There will never be a comedian in South Africa that makes a living from clubs. Your living's got to come from doing ads, doing one-man shows, doing corporates, finding another stream of income that interests you where you can keep your interest.
Yeah, get your money.
You know?
Get your money right, baby.
Mr. 305.
What does that mean?
It's a Pitbull reference.
We're the best comedians.
Yeah. Now you're just being DJ
Do
Khaled.
You know DJ Khaled?
No, I don't.
No, I'm saying.
Khaled. Not from.
I know two Khaled DJs.
Two ones on deck.
But it's Khaled. Khaled. So he's Muslim.
Yeah, he's of Arabic descent.
So do you think they'll change Cape Town Comedy Club? Do you think
they'll
take
it on
board?
What was nice is that he wrote a letter back to them, said, guys, with all honesty, like, I run this club, it's hectic. There's overheads that you can't even try and think about.
Yeah.
I do want as many comedians to enjoy themselves here. If you don't enjoy the club environment, I can't pay, even if he puts everyone's pay up by 100 rand, that's five comics, five nights a week per month. Just work out what that is at the end of the month.
Okay,
where's that extra income going to come from?
Yeah.
The fact that the place runs... If you go rent a place at the waterfront, just a small little shop, that thing's 500 square meters.
Yeah, it's crazy expensive.
Just in the hundreds. So just let me try and run my company and I will get back to you and try and get you something. If I can maybe get you pizza, maybe get you a percentage of the barbell. The comedians get a percentage of the barbell off already.
Yeah.
I think a parking is about 30 bucks if you get at 7 and you leave it about 12. So you're going to pay 30 bucks. So maybe get a concession ticket for the comedians so they can maybe park. But he did actually say, hey, I'm running this thing as well as I can, and it's a business. And thanks for pointing out. I didn't know that you guys weren't happy, but thank you, and I'll work it out.
But maybe it's just enough that they felt hurt that he's just like,
it's
your fucking problem.
But also, as young comics, I kind of went into millennial diatribe in my head. I'm like, hey, guys, pay your dues, man. Do the things. It's like a kind of, we expect this. This is what we want, and this is our demands. Yeah. I'm like, you've been doing comedy for how long? For 2 years, you're still doing poppies and the full stop and these weird gigs where you don't know it, but you're getting such a lack of thick skin by doing those gigs.
Yeah.
And never say no to the gig. That's the first rule of my comedy book if I ever write it, and it's been written. Henny Youngman said it. Mel Miller said it. Don't say no to the gig. You want to sit at home and not be in that audience vibe and have them tell you you're shit or good.
Mm.
Do the gig. So these young comics, that was my take on it. Like, I didn't see you at the club, but it was the middle acts and the open micers are saying we want a little bit more.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, I can't.
Well, when Nick Elias was here, he actually touched on.
You never got paid. Yeah.
He touched on the entitlement of this one particular young comedian that had done like one show and he got a spot at the box, an open spot, and he mailed Nick the next day and he's like, so when am I getting my payments? And Nick's like, what? For your crappy 5 minutes that...
But surely that would have been discussed before.
I don't think it's like, it's not even something that discussed. You just love the fact that you got that open spot at the box as a newcomer.
I want to do that. The newcomers.
It's a band. Did we just start a band?
Cucumbers.
No, we're sponsored
by. You stand in a queue because you're a.
Just now, podcast brought to you by Fruit and Veg City.
Newcomer.
And we're going to have the newcomer spot.
Welcome to the handyman and
so
vegetable.
So, did he really email say, where's my cash?
He emailed the
what
guy.
What would the cash have been? 200?
Not even.
Not even if it was. Send out was at the box. There's 40, sometimes 40 people that paid 50 bucks. What's that? How much is
that's
that?
Two people.
Yeah, there you go. All
right. So now, divided amongst the person who organized the gig that's sitting at the door that's making things happen, the sound guy gets a bit of bucks who's out that, you know. So let's talk. A thousand of that's gone.
That pie is not big.
So let's talk 1,000 of that gone. So now there's this. So your host gets paid and your headliner gets paid.
Yeah.
And the rest of it's theirs. On the nights when there's 10 people there, they still do it.
Yeah.
You can get a free Coke. I think that's really what it boils down to.
Yeah, that guy emailed Nick and he was like, yo, man. Because this is what he sounded like. I don't remember his name.
That's how the text came across.
This guy was honestly, I think this guy was just stoned out of his mind. He probably
wasn't
even high.
Well, then he needs 200 bucks.
He was, I think he used LSD before he went on stage, I'm pretty sure. I've never seen LSD live. I don't know what it looks like. Maybe like
I saw them live. They recently split up.
This guy just rocked up there in the most your unfazed state of his life. Like, he didn't even look nervous. He didn't even look like he knew he was performing.
Well, he didn't have emotions. He
yeah.
Them
he
out,
got
yeah.
there and he was like,
no, that's the worst kind of comedian.
So how does it all work, bro? I'm like, no, you're going to perform. You're going to be second in the second half. And then the bell. So I explain everything to him. And he goes, okay, cool, man. So you'll just tell me when I'm on, right? I'm like, I started the sentence with, you are second in the set. You're not, just chill your brother, it's fine. Then just before he goes on, he's sitting there with his friend. Him and his friend are both, they're both just goofed out of their minds. Then he looks at his friend, he's like, I think I'm on next. So I'm like, this is going to be amazing.
Did he get any, what were his bits? Can you remember?
Dude gets on stage and does interpretive comedy. Like, you've seen interpretive dance. Now think of that as comedy.
I can't understand that, Eric.
Yes.
Nobody understood what was happening.
He acted out a few jokes.
For a whole of 5 minutes, he was talking about bees. Bees. It's like, bee. Just, you guys know bees, right? So then we're bees.
You have to be.
And then
be funny.
Bees are like flower. We trying to pollinate, so let's make honey, flower.
The fact that he managed to get an email together.
So like, I wish you guys could see Eric's working.
Can't you videotape
it?
Yeah.
Come
on. When I say videotape, I mean on your
it was.
Can you VHS <Come on>. It?
Press record it.
I just had a senior moment there.
Senior moment.
Can you change my diaper?
Can you bring the laser disc printer? Yeah. So then this guy just did the most whack 5 minutes of his life. It was funny for the comedians. Everyone.
You know, I don't even have Nick's email address. I can't actually email. And also, some nights he said to me, do you mind hosting? And we can't pay you. I'm like, I'll be there because I want to. First of all, I dig chatting to the comics.
Yeah.
There's such a lack of vibe there. We talk backstage. That's our little.
Awesome,
that's our little office water cooler vibe.
Yeah.
So I'll do. I will always do it. And also, he said to me without any offense, "Are you keen to host? We don't have bucks." I'm like, if the guy never pitched, I'll be there. He says, "There's not. There's something else happening. There's not many people, and there were about 15 people. So he's going to take a loss.
Yeah.
He's going to take a loss. There's no way that he's made money on that night.
But you have, especially if it's a Sunday. I mean, you probably don't have plans. So it's a nice.
When we started our comedy at the Armchair Theatre on a Sunday, there was 5 or 6 comedians within the years that we had done it. It was 2 years, every night at Sunday. So we then eventually had a lineup of comics.
Yeah.
Because you'd arrive there and just get your thing and you'd be on. That's how the Underground was as well. You'd arrive there and get your slots. Obviously, if it wasn't a headline and a host.
Yeah.
But then that's how it became. So it became, you were proud to get that little ticket.
Yeah.
You're on in this section.
And as you said, you paid your dues. It made you...
You paid your dues. And if there was, they weren't charged at the door. Then they charged $20, then $30. Then the stone at the door left with the money. So there was no way there was about money. It was never about money.
I remember being in Cape Town, I think it was end of last year, doing a gig at the comedy club and then going through to Armchair and walking in and being called on to stage.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you just happened to walk in.
Yeah, I just walked in.
Hey, here's a comedian.
It sounds
then,
amazing.
Yeah, Gino was like, give it up for that guy. Oh, and put your hands together. It's Eric Jansen. I'm like, dog, I still need
And you were like, bees.
Yeah, I walked in and I was like, so like,
bees.
You know, there's like water and fish. Like, coincidental. Yeah, like that guy was, yo, guys. If you see Nicholas, ask him to show you the clip. That's all I can say. Just
oh, there's
ask
a clip.
Him,
we should get
yo, that he recorded the dude's whole 5. It is the most...
It's but that was his reply on the email.
Yeah.
You only paid for this?
Yeah, just see the clip below. And then
you point out where you were funny and I'll pay you.
Every laugh, 10
Show me the time. Every laugh you get, I'll give you $10. Just show me the time.
It's like, were you there for this? Did you see yourself doing this?
Physically, he was there.
This is from your mom's email address. It's like someone going, where are you going? I'm going to Hollywood. I'm going to become a big star. And they're like, okay. Okay,
and
we'll wait
years,
here.
A couple of years have later, fun. You see him on Hollywood Boulevard licking a star. Just
You can get arrested for that now.
He's lying there, hoboing.
Can you do the Morgan Freeman voice? Would you still do it?
I want to do it, but I'm not going to do it because this
hear
man
it.
Did this
can you
damn
do
thing.
A good Morgan Freeman?
It's not good. It's still a
but
work in progress.
Can we hear it's Morgan 70%. Freeman?
It's from yeah, but it's Morgan Freeman from Bruce Almighty, so it's not Morgan Freeman now.
Okay, we'll
so God.
No, you don't have to put the music down. Yeah, where he does the line of where he does the thing of God, goes Bruce. I am him. I am God. That's what I'm saying. It's still a work in progress. It's getting there.
And that
I'm
turn,
feeling it.
The minute I have it, yeah.
That turns chicks on. Like they're digging it. Like, do the voice.
Yeah.
And now,
the alpha,
he's been
omega.
Caught for saying, like, show me if you got any panties on.
I haven't read the story. What?
I haven't read the story.
So, I read the story.
There is no story.
Because, yeah, I was like, Morgan.
Not
of
Morgan.
People,
no, he's Nelson Mandela, really.
Guy,
to a lot of people, he's Nelson Mandela. No, to a lot of people, he is
Nelson
Mandela.
You are Nelson Mandela. You are God. You are that dude from Shawshank Redemption. You were in 8 Mile. You were living your best life. Okay, he wasn't really in 8 Mile.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. But it's just added movies there.
Yeah, reportedly.
Captain Marvel.
There were 8.
I'm Captain Marvel.
No, he's Thanos' father. Right, so
Batman.
What happened was...
Batman.
Yes, he was. Yeah. He's,
what is that? I've made you a car. Bruce again. Yeah. He doesn't even have to change the script. Could you make me this car?
Bruce.
I am him.
Bruce. Just get in the Batmobile, Bruce.
Get in. I kind of do a Morgan Freeman with a little bit of that other dude. I don't know. I have been...
That's Christopher Walken.
It's Christopher Walken mixed with Christopher...
Well, the thing is, what you need
to understand. I am him, Bruce. No, accent's not
the wait,
my thing.
What's his name? What's the dude's name from that movie?
Walken.
Right, so what happened was 8 women allegedly said that he has had this.
And other people.
Yeah, no, it's 8.
The story at the end, they said, and other people.
Oh, shit. No, so other people women. Have seen, other people have witnessed. It's 8 people that have come forward and said, yo, this dude has harassed me in a very.
Sure, like one
very
is
sexual
enough.
Manner.
Okay, but the spectrum for harassment is quite wide.
So
not
what he did was.
Like it is quite wide. So let's
there's a spectrum now, it's like Asperger's.
So it's weird because the stories like came up an hour apart. So the first story I read was at about 8 o'clock that said he was accused. The second story was about 9, his response. And
so,
then the third one was like...
So by 9:23, he's in jail.
The third one was like a mashup of the two stories. So what happened was, this man, like they'd say, what he'd do is he'd just rest his hand on your back. Like if you guys are shooting and stuff, he just put his
hand
on your
good.
Back. But like eventually over time, he just started sliding his hand down. And then like...
Wait, I'm taking notes.
When... When they were shooting one of the movies, apparently one of the actresses, he was standing next to me, put a hand on her back, he moved his hand down, then he tried to lift up her dress to ask if she's wearing any underwear.
Yeah.
And then that
it
obviously...
got worse, yeah.
That got her upset. And then there was another one where he was pushing himself onto somebody while they were taking a picture. And then, yeah, there was just weird instances, man.
Do you
like
do that on
the
stage?
Said,
do you say
to
people,
to
listen, if there is any, if I've said anything offensive to you, like, please let me know. Because I'm not, I'm going to harass everyone.
No, I stop. As soon as I hear, whoa, I'm like, wait, what is the reason for this? Why is your reaction not
you
allowed?
Your job as a comedian is to get them whooing.
Yeah, I know. No, but I just want to
know. There's nothing
you do, it's nice to know.
I know nothing. I know nothing about what I'm doing on stage. If
Eric,
you ask me afterwards, I say, I don't know. I really don't care about that thing that I spoke about that much.
I said something so amazing and so profound yesterday, but I forgot what it was.
I also thought of a way to end off the show by having like a saying that we thought of over there. And now I can't remember what the fucking thing was because I should have written it down.
But Eric, you
good advice. We were talking to the guys the previous show, and you said something. I'm like, damn, that is brilliant advice. And now I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I said something
about my life.
Yeah, we actually outside of this room, we're amazing. Just to let the listeners know, we are profound.
Oh yeah, we have WhatsApps. Do we have WhatsApps? Because I know last week we didn't read them. We didn't get a chance. Also
what
because
is that WhatsApp or this WhatsApp?
Mojack was driving. No, let's not.
Let's not do that again.
Indulge. No, Mojack was driving and he was driving well. He did some amazing things.
Oh, there's a whole picture of someone.
That's a lady on a microphone. That is another picture. You were saying, I said something
yes,
about.
Yes, I was saying the last time I saw you did a Jesus bit that the crowd were kind of feeling. Can you remember the bit? That was kind of controversial. I remember thinking at the time.
Bogani heads into that space quite heavily.
No, the Jesus piece is nice. I like it now because it makes sense and it doesn't offend people.
You feel comfortable doing it?
Yeah, yeah. Because the first time I did it, the people that actually go to church often were like, you can't say that.
What
so
I find sometimes is the age of a comedian, when he comes out with something, you're like, you're too young to be understanding that. Which was a lot of things when Trevor first started, he would go for really base things, like trolleys, walking in Pick and Pay, doing the things. Never went for those existential things where you go like, you're not enlightened yet.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't come from the vessel.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm just like, I want to do... Christian comedy, but that would mean I have to read the Bible.
Yes.
And the Bible is a very thick book.
That's too much.
Small font, written on Rizla. That's the line.
Okay, cool.
And then everyone's
that's
just
not
like,
offensive.
That's exactly.
Because it was like, the Bible funny. that was ordered the most in most jails is a King James version
yeah,
because
yeah,
of the
yeah,
paper
yeah.
it's printed on.
Yeah.
And the guys were like, man, you guys get a lot of Bibles. We're like, bring them on.
Yeah,
so many Christians in jail. The word. Word.
Even high on the word, man.
Even Ahmed.
He's loving the Bible.
Hey, shut up. You Christian now.
Yeah.
Bring him a Bible.
Bring him also. All in there.
Yeah, so that's my line. And like I like the gag now because it works nicely, I think.
Well, Koki made a really cool reference. He said he goes to America 4 years, gets a green card, does all the things, and then realized, I'm American now. Oh, fuck. I'm African-American. I'm going to get shot just for driving. So he just said, no, it's fine. I'll move to England. But that, even that reference, the South African audience didn't get it.
Yeah.
Because African-American is a massive thing in America. It's like in Black Lives Matter and cops shooting. And it's like and he did that here. And it didn't get
as
big a laugh. It's crazy watching him work.
Yeah.
As a young comic, you wouldn't notice it. But the guy was looking in the audience, working the things. One night he did 46 minutes as a headliner, which is cool. Because he was trying to just get it going.
Yeah.
So many of things. He says in London, you can sit on a chair and you can reference things. You don't have to finish the joke. Because they get it. They get the reference. Yeah. Plus they get where you're going with it. And then they laugh. And then you hit the next one. So you're literally doing words.
You break it down to a few words.
So, what's the
bees?
What's the deal with the 47 train? Am I right?
Hilarious. I love this guy. He did the thing about the 47 train. The thing about the train, that was amazing. I can't believe he thought of the one sentence about the train.
Yeah. That's dope, man. So, you were saying, the woman said to me,
do you know Trevor Noah?
I had a similar incident.
Have you had that?
Yeah. Actually, that night that we were doing the Trevor Noah show at the Lyric Theatre, the same people that we did the Lens gig at, she messaged me. She's like, yo, I see you doing the show. She didn't even say well done or anything. She's like, do you have a contact number for Trevor Noah for me, please?
You got to send her a number, and then you get Morgan Freeman to do the voice, because that's all that he's going to get.
I was like, no, lady, this is not how this works.
You can't do it. You won't get... Even if I did have his number, like, who was it that went to his house and then knocked on the door and rang his bell when he was having his afternoon nap? It was one of our guys here in the podcast. He spoke about it. He said it was a mess. He got the number, landed in New York. Might have been Laz.
Robbie.
But he ended up ringing the bell, and then as he got his Wi-Fi, because there you can't just go and buy a card and do the thing. As he got into Wi-Fi zone, he checked. Then his WhatsApps came through. How's it when you land? Please don't go to Trevor's house and ring the bell because he's having a dose. Afternoon sleep after doing 7 shows overseas and doing the late night daily. So then he's like, just all he has been doing is ringing the bell.
So even I did the opposite.
Even
of
if you
what
do know where he lives and you've got his number, you're still a puss.
You still shouldn't.
And then I'm not asking you, because you don't represent every colored person in the world.
Yes.
Did you have an Ashwin Williamson moment where you, as a person, went, hey, that was like a well done? Or did you go, what the fuck's going on now?
No, I watched it and I went, you said, no, it's fine.
Did you watch it live?
Yeah, no, I didn't see it live.
I saw it live.
Where was I?
I saw it live like this when I was watching it and I went, is this happening? Because that's if you've got a beef, I've got a beef with you. We talk to each other on WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And we've said, let's not talk about it on here.
Yeah.
Because we've got a big beef. We've got like proper. We like it.
Yeah.
I mean, we meet in the streets.
Almost
I
fighting.
Said, let's take this to the streets.
I send boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And then
on the WhatsApp, on the WhatsApp pickups. Thing.
Yeah.
I sent a praying thing, but actually it was a clap from both sides like that. I'm actually going to clap you now from both
like
sides.
Both ends. Both ends.
So
of
that
your
was
face.
That was a beef that he had on air, and you don't use the professional for me, a professional platform to resign.
No, but it wasn't.
Like if I wanted to say Ryan, I'm leaving the podcast, and also I'm banging your sister.
Hey, boo.
And then you take your earphones off and you put them down.
And I'll be like, well, that's not age appropriate, Dave.
How old is she?
22.
That's fine.
That's actually not. It's just. It sucks for me more. Than it's more.
Have you got a sister?
I have two sisters, David.
You know, every time I take photos with your family, your mom's like got a hand on my back, and she moves it further down. Then she gave me a wedgie. I'm like, now you know I'm wearing panties.
That's funny.
When I get home, I'm taking your panties off.
Really?
Yeah, because they're chafing.
Yeah, they're hurting my balls. In that moment, because I watched the video when I was at the club, I just went, good luck to this guy, because he said, no, it's fine. Because
really?
No, it's fine translates to...
It's not fine.
It's very far from fine, Chief. But what
so
I wanted to
go,
say
no?
was...
Did
it
he say, no, it's
no,
fine?
No, it wasn't
it's fine.
An
I see what you guys... And he didn't let them talk.
It wasn't an
off-air
be beef. It wasn't an off-air beef. If you watch clips from before the incident, you'll see that whenever he says something about why the game wasn't as dope as it should have been.
They'll go, no.
They'll go, no, this is why it was cool, blah, blah, blah. And he'll be like, but then we analysts, we're supposed to be bouncing off each other, not telling each other.
So I'd say, yeah, I would agree with you on that, but did you also notice?
Yeah, instead of saying, no, I disagree. They say, no, I disagree with you completely.
So that's where he's found. He's going, guys, can you please just stop patronizing me?
There was one.
Maybe it actually is an on-air brief that they should have actually carried on discussing.
I saw one, shouldn't have walked off. One clip where he was talking about, I think they were playing France, or was it Australia? France, they were playing France. And even though they won the game, he was like, the game was sloppy from start to finish. There was no fluidity in the game. No. The guys were like fumbling over each other, and it's players that don't normally play together. The way they picked the team wasn't according to how they play. It was more according to their skin color and what their politics are with the selectors. And then Nick was like, no, but the thing is, if you look at the result, then you'll see that it was a great game because at the end we scored more tries and we won. And it's like, I know there's a good result, but what I'm saying is the reason the game wasn't nice to watch was because...
Well, that's like Gareth now. When he spoke to me, he said, Dave, can you shut the fuck up? I'm talking to Ryan. I found that very, in a professional opinion, I resigned from a job I don't get paid for.
That's funny.
But then that is, they shouldn't. He shouldn't have walked off. He said, can I ask you something, Nick? When I said this about the thing, do you disagree with me or do you disagree with what I just told you?
Yeah.
Because if it's personal, you're disagreeing with me. But I'm showing you in this clip, this guy's offsides. That's where he should have been. Mm-hmm. And that's a coaching mistake. What do you think? Don't go, no, it's not. Look, you just seen it, and he's got the cake feared machine there, the big iPad.
Yep.
Fuck, I want that iPad. But he's got the iPad there. So what you're saying it wasn't an off-air beef.
Yeah, it was.
We could see it happening.
On-screen beef. And it was kept been on screen like, for the past, 4 or 5 years already.
And they force him to say socks instead of sharks. They do. They want him to say socks. And also when he says, if the scrum was boosting...
No, that's
also
Nas.
Make him
that's
say...
That's
Nas. Nas. Nas.
Nas Bota uses that kind of English.
Is it?
Yeah,
they're pushing the scrum.
Yeah, they. I heard him that day. He said pushing 4 times.
But also, it's made rugby interesting to watch. When those guys start speaking in any pub that I'm at, that's when the mute button goes on. So I've only seen Nick Mallett speak while that little speaker with the cross through it. So like, oh, they're actually talking to each other. Like, why is that guy leaving? So when I did hear it, I actually listened to the clip. I watched it happen, and I even looked at it. I was like, the tension was real because the camera went to him, and then the producer's like, get that fucking camera off that. Then the camera went to her, and she's like, oh, well, what a pity.
Yeah, we're having discussion such a was good going conversation off air, and
I'm
going to
walk out now.
Ah, just like that. Wait, no, but you can't. Yay, whoa, no hey, wait.
So the question was.
It's like, I don't know if you remember a while ago, there was a whole debate with Mr. Fasahi, and then Mr. Fasahi got up and tried to, like, shove the guy, and the guy's
my
like,
studio.
Don't touch me on my studio. No.
The guy that was in that clip is now the head of the SABC.
Yes.
So he was a completely in control guy when he said, if you are unhappy with this, let's talk about it. That's what we're here for. Yeah. Don't take your microphone off and go, which is Freya's front or one of the other ones. And he just said, let's talk about it. That's why we're here. And then he came to me and he said, no.
Mr. Fasahi.
You don't touch me, buddy. Cause
Mr.
There's
Fasahi, don't touch me on my studio. I was like, hey, where on nobody's a studio?
I remember the mix. Studio. I remember the song.
Ah, the song was the best, man. Yeah, so what
was
I was
it a Kwaito song?
About that, yeah, they made it. I think it was a Kwaito song.
Most of my Kwaitos got the speaker with the line through.
Right, so yeah, that whole incident, I was like, it's time. If you
so here was the final question was, if you don't have Trevor's number, can you get me Ellen DeGeneres' number? So I'm like, you know what you do? You go on the thing, there is an email there that will go eventually get to her if your story's cool.
Yeah, there's an
so
about.
It was a cool story, so it's about kids with terminal illness, and I thought like, I can help you by finding out what email will get you through the filters.
Yeah.
But just keep emailing. They eventually will pick it up. They're producers. They need content.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that a kid dying is content, but they know how the show works.
How to handle
and if your story is good enough, you can get on the show. It's not.
Yeah, there's a long chain.
There's a lot of South Africans have been on the show with their stories and things.
Yeah.
Trevor's been on once. You can't phone him and go, are you in Ellen Big China's now?
Yes.
Phoning each other and having barbecue.
They are probably.
Best of friends.
No, they won't be.
She has a show. He has a show.
Los Angeles, one's in New York. There's no way. How many comedians do you hang with?
All of them.
Excluding you?
All of them.
Would you come to Bride my house?
I'd come to Bride your
but
house.
But you're not gymming heavily anymore, so you can chop.
Yeah, I can eat a chop, yeah.
Okay, cool. Do you remember like what chop tastes like with the fat on it and lacquer? So anyway, so that was the thing. And then eventually I went to a meeting and we discussed events. And I just thought, let's do 10 things that you'd want at an event that makes it shazammed.
Are we going to start with the worst events we've been to and then...
Well, what, we can do what not to do. Them? So what do you, when you do you discuss with a client, says to you, I want you for my event, you want to meet a week or two before, let's go through the script.
Why?
Because remember you had that briefing with that company, was it not Volkswagen, where you had a briefing and then they came to you and said, don't improvise, just stick to the script.
Wait, where was
it? It was in a shopping center.
No, yeah, that was for Four Ways Mall. There wasn't
it,
even
it
a
It was
script.
A week, hey?
Yeah, it was a week.
And by the third day, you were improvising lacquer.
Yeah, I was improvising so hard.
And
so
then eventually there's a small little... They imagine their meeting. They're like, we've chosen this guy.
No, I improvised very nicely. I did my 5 days. And then on the sixth day, I was like, you know what? I'm done here.
You sound like Morgan Freeman when he was God.
Yeah. I'm going to bounce.
Then on the sixth day,
I made
lightning,
you know,
and cannabis. Man,
I was afraid I'd get to this point, so I decided to bounce.
You sound like Nelson Mandela. I'm Morgan Freeman.
The Nelson Mandela voice.
You are not Morgan Freeman. I'm Morgan Freeman.
You sound Asian now.
I like poor chop suey.
That is horrible. Stop it. Yeah, so then on the sixth day, I bounced, and then they got one of my friends.
That's
that
not in the Bible.
I bounced, and then they got one of my friends that also does like the
emceeing
thing. Yeah. His name is Shaquille. He's not part of the comedy.
He hasn't emailed Nick yet.
He does the voice.
Okay, so let's talk about that event. Were you briefed?
Yes, the day I got there.
Okay.
So then obviously to make it better and to make it enjoyable for myself, I had to improvise.
Because you're watching people, not they're not interested.
Yeah, they're not interested in the script.
Did you know that five out of people,
when
you look, it's like, hey man, you're in the blue shirt, how are you doing?
So
you started doing what you do.
Yeah, that's what I do. And then on the sixth day when they got that guy in and they briefed him and he started doing the thing, then they messaged me, then they're like, oh man.
Come back.
You should be doing this thing. I'm like, nah, I'm fine.
They didn't appreciate you
gave him your Ashwin, I'm
off. Yeah,
I'm
was
out.
Like, no, it's fine.
Drop
no,
the mic.
No, it's... Can
you know,
those
lapel marks that you get on your shirt like that? You can't drop it. Because it's attached to your body. You like throw it and it just dangles.
It just makes that shirt noise.
Drop the mic.
You can't make a statement with it.
Yeah, just...
Oh, Ashwin's angry.
You can hear by the way his shirt's rubbing.
You can hear the wrinkles in his shirt from where
the
anger
best
started.
Thing is to leave that mic on and then have follow him all the way. And then that's what you want.
No, but then what happens is they just switch the mic off. They just switch it off in general. And then now you just...
Okay, so that's an event where you were briefed. So and you as a comedian and as a person added to the event.
Like,
and it wasn't noticed at the time.
Yeah.
Later on they said there was actually
quite like,
cool.
Ah, man, this guy should have been...
So would you say yes to a shopping center gig with a script? Or you say, guys, I'll do it, but can I please rewrite the script?
I'd say yes to the shopping center gig without the script and the person coordinating. Because the thing is, they also tried to drag it out for too long.
Yeah.
Because the things on the board said from 9 to 3.
Phew. That's
a long.
But instead of going from 9 to 3 with like a star, and then the star says, while
possible.
Things last... Then it's just a
but
big
that's what you got there is you got someone with a really cool with a job and they've promised the client something and the client said, I thought this was going on, and you're like, shit. So they've gone.
Yeah, because what happened was they had like 80 prizes a day and the mall would be full. All you had to do was spend $150 and then you come, you spend. If you win something, you choose a number, I give
cool.
you something. Yeah. Cool. But then
I mean,
eventually
it's quiet.
Yeah, eventually people just started spinning and winning like the whole time. Like the system's not rigged. If you spin the wheel, it lands on the win, I have to give you something.
Yeah.
Then prizes ran out. It was like 1 o'clock.
This sounds like a death gig.
1 o'clock, there were like 4 prizes left. Then I was like, yo, look guys, there are 4 prizes left here. If these are gone, there's nothing I can do to you guys. Yeah, there's nothing I can do for you guys. Then people in the queue were like, that's cool with us. We don't mind. As long as you stamp our stuff and put us in the competition, dope. So I'm like, cool.
But you should have run that past 17 people.
Then the coordinator comes like, no, you have to drag it out. Keep them on stage for 5 minutes. I'm like, no one is going to stand up here for 5 minutes.
No.
They give me while I'm stamping it, they're spinning the wheel already.
Yeah.
And they want to carry on with their days. Now you want them to be, fuck that. Yeah. And then the 4 prizes went away. Then I was like, yo, guys.
It's amazing how they think. Like, just and then you know what? You're going to do, you do like 15 minutes, do your shtick.
Your shtick
or they called it your shtick or your skit. And then you do your skit, and then we're going to have the dancers come on. So I'm like, my skit, hey? All right. They don't know what it's like standing up there when you've done what you were paid to do. Now you must drag it out and keep it open. That's going shopping. Okay, so that's interesting. So event coordinators are your little bit of a bug. And also having the strength to go, guys, can I say no? Because it's very much you against them.
Yeah.
Because I've been to these boardrooms where they go, and then the comedians can do that, and I'm standing up there like, oh, okay, this is interesting. But you can't go and talk to one person because they've got a committee. Like we do a magazine, and we've also come up with things that are cool for the magazine, and it wasn't run past one person, and it became a surprise element. But it was too quick to do. Just let's do it, and we can talk about it afterwards.
Yeah.
It's better to ask for forgiveness. Than
it's easier, yeah.
But anyway, so that's the your event.
That was the one. And then there was another one where they set up the DJ's equipment and stuff in the center of the stage.
Okay.
And then there's
the DJs. You still do your stuff.
Yeah, they still wanted comedy to happen. I was like,
on the side.
Not even on the side. We had to walk into the, like, there's it was a civic center.
Behind the decks.
No, we had to be in, like, in the middle of, like, you know how they set up the tables at a wedding.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like in a horseshoe pattern. Yeah. So they wanted you to be in the middle of the horseshoe doing comedy instead of on stage where everyone can see you.
Yeah.
And I was like, guys, this is not going to work.
Yeah. Have you ever done those ones with the dance floor where all the lighting's on the stage? So there's a massive dance floor and there's 20 meters before the first person, so you come down so you can be a bit more intimate, and there's the guy's going, there's no lighting. So I'm like, well, that's not my problem. they can't hear me. They don't even know who I am. And that's the cool thing about being a comedian, is that you can go up to someone's table and say, hey guys,
what's happening,
can you shut the fuck up? Whereas a DJ, that was another thing at the Cape Town Comedy Club on the night there, because it's sponsored by Savannah, they have a DJ that they pay for. So the DJ is pumping the tunes, and guess what people want to do? They wanted to talk.
Shit, so now they're shouting over.
Now there's an empty dance floor, and I just thought someone should make the call and go, hey DJ, thanks man, you're still going to get paid, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to This is now become a talking club. Someone has to have the go.
Turn the volume down, bruh.
Turn the volume down.
That's my thing.
My friends, like, couldn't speak to me. I actually lost my voice that night from just shouting at people.
I feel like I'm becoming an old man because I'm that guy at the club now. I just go into the DJ booth and I'm like, yo,
no,
man.
But a club is where you're dancing.
People are talking. No, I'm not talking about that club. I mean, like at a comedy club.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, yo, man, people are talking.
Well, you're not an old man. You're a logical man.
Do you mind just voluming down slightly?
No, what's it called? Not the Comics Choice Awards has this massive party afterwards.
Yeah.
On a night when we just want to talk to each other. And moan and bitch about each other.
Yeah.
So
all we want to do is go, did you see anything? This guy's wanker. Wanker. Better than me. Think, wow, fuck you. So now we can't do that. Maybe that's what. Maybe that's why Wack plays the music so loud, so we can't bitch.
Yeah, we can't complain,
Or what they should do is, as soon as we start bitching, music loud.
Yeah.
And then you just turn the music down like that. And you can hear what everyone's saying.
Who said that?
Fucking Alan Adams.
Because they're like, they're forming a union. If they can talk, they can form a union and draft a letter.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Comedians can write now?
Yeah, we can. We have these sessions.
Did you write this email yourself?
No.
With a ghostwriter?
Yeah, I got it.
Motherfucker. A comedian with a ghostwriter. What the hell happened?
Oh, no. He swore he wouldn't tell. Yeah, so that was the other thing. And
these events, we're talking generally, as a young comic, you haven't had lots of those events to do.
I've had a couple.
Yeah, but often you'll be on an ensemble, so there'll be you with three other comics or just you emceeing.
Or sometimes it's just me, as the other act between either singer,
so we're just talking,
musician,
you meet the events coordinator, you meet poetry.
Yeah, I've had an event where someone did poetry before I went on. It was weird.
It's a weird energy to come into.
Yeah.
Because poetry does, it sends people into the deep
introspection
mind games. I've had that as well. But this was a lady from...
It's not going to work, bro.
Like a deep African country. I'm talking like far deep.
Sierra Leone.
No, yeah, sort of there.
Wow.
And she has a thing that she does with these drums. And she was going to do an African story and a prayer. And then I was on after her.
With penis jokes.
Not penis jokes. I don't need penis jokes, Ryan.
Bead seeds. All of these needs.
That's what she was doing. So she had the drum.
What?
And then she did an African prayer for the conference to bless it.
Wow, okay. That's blazing.
Which is perfectly reasonable.
That was hectic, but she also went deep into... And Africa is spiritual, man. There's no doubt about it. There's a spiritual thing about Africa. And she got everyone in the feels. And she was like, the people were sitting there like their tears, and she was talking about how Africa's been raped, the minerals,
and it was going deep.
Now Africa's been
2 minutes later. Dave Levinson undid this prayer with a joke about a vagina.
I may have done that. And then I just took the drum and I made up my own little rhyme and I took away all the sincerity of it.
Yeah.
But she was beautiful. But also she had 7 minutes. 25 minutes later, this prayer was so. Some people, like, they got them. You know when you get someone in the field and they're like, oh, I'm really feeling it now. And then afterwards, they're forcing some feelings because that was supposed to be 7 minutes of feelings and then 3 minutes of comedy.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've had my feelings. So you can see people going, okay, the prayer's cool. But
I don't know what to do now.
And then eventually they were angry. And then they got pitchforks and they had flamethrowers. And they were like, fuck Africa.
Did you do this gig in the 1700s, Dave? Is this what you're telling us? How old are you actually?
She turned that crowd. So then what all I said to them was like, have the prayer. It's very cool. But don't put the comedy straight off the prayer. Like, just think about what you've done. You're taking people on this roller coaster.
Yeah. Wait, there was a gig I did as well where I was like, this is not going to work right now. Oh, no. There was a fundraiser I did where they were raising funds because this lady's husband passed away and they work from home. And the story was the whole thing. When I heard the whole story, I was like, oh shit, I can't do some of these jokes that I planned on doing. So they're doing the thing, and then the lady's like, okay, we're going to have dinner now, and then the comedy will happen.
Comedy after dinner?
No. We're going to have comedy during the dinner.
Oh, and man.
I was like, lady, let the people eat first. It's like, no, but aren't you in a hurry to leave? I'm like, I can wait an extra 15. I don't mind, really.
And Knives and Forks sounds are louder than any microphone in the world.
Nobody's funnier than food, guys.
No, but also,
food is hilarious.
Food is where you mingle.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, so people are eating.
So have we got a list?
Chilled.
First thing on the list.
Okay, cool. First thing, a venue, because it's very important to have a venue. Otherwise,
so you're talking about the horseshoe shape and where the community is going to stand.
Yes, have the proper venue. Second thing, have a cool sound system. Like, have a sound system that works for the venue. What's a cool sound system?
Should it be the basis of the lowest, chillest one you can get? That
works for the venue.
Okay.
So, for example, if you're doing something in a really echoey space, you should have, I think, what is it, more speakers or less speakers?
Well, the problem
you
that
have more
the,
speakers because
the,
if you have
the
one
1900 comedy show.
Yeah,
they had more
that
speakers.
Ruined that show almost.
People got up and left.
Yeah.
About 120 people asked for their money back.
Good comics, great venue. I mean, the venue's unreal, but the sound just.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, get someone that understands the sound and how to work the room sound to make it sound as.
So when you get there, it's too late.
Nice.
If you
possible.
Get there and you're like, okay, they haven't sorted it out.
Okay, if they haven't sorted it out, then.
Because they'll give you the DJ's mic.
Tough Teddy. Yeah.
The DJ mic. Okay, I'll check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, new Kung Fu Kenny is the respectable we have here, and the golf
champagne is a big bra.
And the golf park at the gate, can you please move?
Like, ah, shit. Okay, sorry, guys, I'll be back.
That's always me.
Maybe Ashton's car was parked outside the studio.
No, it's
and
fine.
And he had to leave.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine.
You actually solved the problem.
What did I do?
You said it wasn't an off thing. We saw the shit going down.
Yeah, it was on a scuffle, man.
But you as a colored person can spot an argument, maybe.
My friend, we see arguments coming from miles away. You know how you know a colored guy spotted an argument?
He's walking.
No, he just turns to somebody and goes, watch.
Very subtle tap on the leg.
Yeah, just
check this.
This is going to be awesome.
This
just
is going to be
awesome. You're going to see that. Watch.
Have you, just for no reason, I just realized that I had two dreams that were disturbed. One of them, I was on my way to Robben Island on that broken boat. And then someone phoned. And last night, I was running park run in under 15 minutes.
Wow.
And then my phone alarm went off. And I don't know if I finished the fucking thing.
It's a quick time.
And a dog was barking. And then the woman in the dream could talk to the dog. So obviously my neighbor's dog was barking. So the woman from the park run says to me, oh, hold on, it's my dog. So she fucking talks to the dog. She's like, no, it's not in the cupboard. You got to look further. No, but I told you, hop us three. I'm like, fuck, this woman
preheat
talks
the oven,
to a dog. 180
degrees.
Then that's, so anyway.
That's fire. That's a. I'm trying to think of one of.
Cool, your dreams
no,
are.
My dreams are much better than yours.
My
dreams are in shit.
I'm having some white dreams. White ass dreams. The dogs in your dreams bite you.
No, wait. Did I? No. That's gone.
Nothing.
No.
Okay, cool. So here's the other event thing. The theme.
Yes.
When I get asked, listen, the theme for this thing is under the water. Can you do jokes about under the water?
No.
So I said, no problem, because I just want the money. Then afterwards I come, she goes, you didn't do any jokes. Now listen to this event called watching me going, like smiling like this. No, I think he's going to do the joke now. So for 15 minutes, she sat there going.
In anticipation.
He hasn't done any jokes about
water.
The enchanted garden. So I'm just like, so next time I'm going to get a glass of water. And do the jokes while I'm drinking it. Like, just spit it
That's
out.
That's the water element, yeah.
Next time
you have to do jokes about the theme.
I'm doing the gig in the
don't
pool.
Do jokes at all about anything to do with the company. Please don't talk about the company or us.
Yeah, don't make fun of anybody.
Because this is a mixed company. We've got Muslims, Jews, we've got everything. Please don't talk about anything to do with human beings and anything on the planet.
Cool. Okay. So don't talk about anything, but be up there for 20 minutes.
Don't speak about existence.
Don't talk about anything.
Make it sci-fi.
So a Jew, a Muslim.
So the other day,
no, but then you don't know how to announce. How do you announce the dinner? Like there's some food. There's some special food for some of you. Yeah. There's some special food for some of you other people.
Yeah.
Enjoy. And then they come to, why didn't you announce the Muslim meals? I'm like, I ain't saying nothing about kosher. Yeah. Nothing. Look, the ones with the star, that's for you guys. The ones with the moon.
What do you mean you guys,
the ones with
what
the
do you mean you guys?
Now point at them.
You Jews.
You. It's for the gay guys. I meant gay, not Jew. Yeah. Oh, what's wrong with us? Like, no, I meant Jew. I meant Muslim. I meant,
what about
this.
The Jewish people that are gay? What do they do, Dave?
They just, fabulous.
Wow.
Don't tell my mom.
That must be difficult, though, with those lists of, obviously, I haven't done an event, but it must be so.
You know what I want you to do, Ryan? You're coming with me to an event.
Let's see what
you're
it's
not
like.
Doing 5 minutes, because you'll talk about
I'll
your penis.
Yeah.
So I want you to come and see the stress that they put on themselves. Comedians are so chilled. I know my set. I know what I'm going to do. Yeah. When I walk up there, I don't care what you told me I can't do. I'm doing it. Mark Banks will do the joke. Please don't make fun about the MD in a wheelchair. He's like, oh, I was in my wheelchair the other day.
Like this asshole here.
No, you won't do that. But he subtly puts it in there. Don't tell the community what not to do. So what other events? The theme. We can't do our jokes about your theme
venue.
And then are you cool with the
look,
dinner,
sometimes
after
it's
dinner
also,
comedy?
Sometimes it's also your choice. No, sometimes it's also your choice. Because sometimes the topic is kind of rough. Like people are crying while they're doing speeches before your thing, and you're just sitting there going, well, there goes that joke.
And the awards. Do you do awards?
Do I do awards? I have done awards. Actually, I did awards for Toyota once upon a time. Ah, oh, that's so nice. I just remember that. It was at Gold Reef City. And then they made me do comedy in between the things as well. Because they had speakers. One of the speakers didn't have arms. That was awkward. Yeah. So they were like,
how does he put deodorant on?
Look, the thing is, you worried about his deodorant. Me, that man's mouth was, yay! Or not, because you can't.
Can talk. Oh, the mic.
You can't brush your teeth if you don't
oh,
have
no.
Come on, Dave. No, I'm joking.
So many things.
I'm joking, right? So
you are joking.
The thing
okay,
is,
so
the thing is,
would you like a mint? yeah, I'd love a mint. Can you throw it into my mouth, please?
So that's horrible. So the guy did
I'm
the
gonna
thing.
I'm going to play black coffee now.
The guy did the... wow.
Oh, because he's got a funny hand or something, huh?
No, he doesn't have it.
He has one arm, actually.
Black
I've got black coffee.
Arm. I didn't even know.
I've got black coffee.
Woke. That's unwoke. I'm sorry.
I've got black coffee deodorant. And I always thought, like, that's the weirdest endorsement for a guy who can literally spray one arm.
I didn't know he had one arm. Isn't he a DJ?
Yeah, he's
no,
a DJ.
You can
he's one of the
two.
Best DJs ever.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
is looking at me like, I don't know about endorsements.
Watch one of his YouTube clips of him DJing. Dude, it is the most...
It is
such an amazing thing to watch.
Then, Oscar Pistorius endorsed underfloor heating.
Ah, look
no,
at this
now. No, that can't be true.
That was in a magazine. Look I'm Oscar Pistorius and they put underfloor heating in my house.
Well, I suppose Jacques Cadis did Sadex hair and he had four hairs. Like,
Sadex, the South African Depression... Your hair looks sad today. Listen, you know what's happened? What's happened is we're just getting into this and it's 9:54.
Yeah.
So I don't know how do we even say goodbye to these people.
We don't have to say goodbye. We've got 2 minutes, I think.
No, I was going to have my quote that would have said a lot of things that had something to do with life, man. It was
important. Oh, yeah, I was still talking about mine as well. Yeah, I said it because we were doing a shoot for a TV show that's going to be on SBC One. I can't mention the name of the
thing.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Yes.
The roast battles are coming up.
That's also happening. Yeah.
No, are you in it?
Are you guys in it?
Are you in it?
I don't know.
No.
I don't think so.
I wrote all my stuff about you.
yeah, I just said something dope about a video that we shot, one of the skits I shot. I for the life of me, I can't remember. I just know it was profound because the whole audience went, this is like, right, guys?
So you went like proper, like sage?
Like full on.
Okay,
full on. Like sometimes you, what? Sometimes you see something and you want to get it, but what you get isn't what you see.
Now that's the Rolling
what
Stones.
You, get
you can't
you
always get
something
what
like
you want.
No, no, no.
You get
so
what
it
you
was,
need.
It was something along those lines.
Yeah.
I was like, what? It wasn't paraphrased.
You're saying
I have
Rick.
Not seen.
Yeah, you shut your mouth, Ryan.
The venue is the most important thing.
Can
the
we
venue.
Wait? Are you guys doing the roast, though?
I am not. I did it last year. Was it last year? Year before last? Last year.
Yeah, I watched you guys on TV before I knew you. I was like, this is cool. Yeah,
no, roasts are of difficult. I've got to go there now and look at the thing and think twice if I actually want to do it because it doesn't look like you dig each other up there.
No, but what they did this time was they changed the format slightly. So the format is going to be, they're not going to tell you who you are up against until the day of the roast. So you'll
That's
rock
not cool.
up.
But
you'll
like
rock
bring
up
the quality down. So you
no, no, no. You'll rock up and you'll be like, cool, who's my opponent? And they'll be like, okay, you are against Ryan. You guys have half an hour. Go write some shit about each other.
No ways.
Yes, ways.
Fuck, I don't
know. I don't know. That seems
yes, ways.
All right.
I'm ready for action. If I do it, that is. I might do it. I'm
no,
going to
do it.
I'm going to do it and roast myself.
I saw
just
Dave
to take
versus
away the
Vishley.
Roast from everybody. My favorite. Yeah, my he was actually one of my favorites. I'm not going to lie.
Drop the mic.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine. This is this is all I've got for the roasts.
It's the grasshopper sound.
Yeah, so that's gonna be interesting.
Quickly, I wanted to ask one thing. Sorry,
go for
it.
One minute.
Go for it. Go for it.
I know.
Go for it.
Did you guys catch that Savannah's new the show
I
that was
I was
on
in
Sunday?
Cape Town.
The show goes on Sunday.
How did that go?
Hey, the thing is, I don't know how many newcomers are listening.
was it hard? Because they had coaches this
no,
time.
No, guys did well. Some guys did well, some guys did okay, and guys died, obviously. It's a thing. If you don't perform regularly, you'll die. It's just it's a given.
Okay, cool.
So,
on that note, Ryan, do you want to say goodbye?
So, okay, I'm Ryan Holiday. Have a good week, everyone.
Have a good week. Thanks for listening, man, if you did.
Yeah. Thanks.
I'm Dave Levinson. This has been the Just Now Comedy Podcast every Friday, brought to you by fucking someone, please.
My name is Faye Knews, and if you've watched our past, thank yous, and we'll see yous again just nows. Goodbyes.
This is CliffCentral.com.